It's time for another lap around the track with all the latest in motorsports interviews. Sometimes we get bent feelings, but we can't wait for the Bent Fender Podcast with your hosts, Nathan Conway and Wes Llewellyn.
Day two of the American Modified Series Land of Lincoln event. We have left Tri-City Speedway over in Pontoon Beach, Illinois, and we are on our, well, we're not on our way. We are here in Farmer City, Illinois for the second night. This will be Friday Night Lights. As we have seen last night with Thursday Night Thunder, there was an incredible car count, a huge turnout, and just a great show all around. And that can only go up from here. So we are excited to be here at another fantastic track here in Illinois. The facility here is great. The track is a small circle track, not so much of an oval. It's much more of a circle. So it's going to prove to be much more racy. It's going to force the drivers to drive a little bit more strategically and use a little bit more finesse behind the wheel. It's another gorgeous day. Not an overclass shit. I'm yawning. It's another gorgeous day. The sun's out. It's pretty hot here. Kind of getting used to the heat. Just the amount of sweat that happens during these events, and it's all right. It's all part of it. So we are excited to be part of this and to get to interview these drivers and get to meet new people and talk to people we've had had an admiration for quite some time. And looking around the pits again, there are a ton of guys here that we're just excited to meet and talk to. So not going to ramble on too much longer. Just going to go ahead and jump into this and get around the track and talk to some people and see what stories we can check out. So when we come back from the break, we'll start with the interviews.
For most of us, our lives revolve around our computers. From banking and paying your bills to organizing and storing your photos.
You need your computer to just work.
If computer problems are driving you crazy, call Fairview IT Management at 270-228-4339. And they can get you back on track with one phone call. You can also find Fairview IT Management online at www.fairviewitm.com.
So when we first started the Quick Six, we started at Windy Hollow, and we had Rich Dawson come down all the way to race with us in Windy Hollow, and we unfortunately lost his interview and his audio, and we've been kicking ourselves ever since because of the distance he traveled to record with us. So now I've driven all the way up to Farmer City because I knew Rich Dawson was going to be here racing tonight to get this interview. So Rich, thank you for agreeing to come back on the show and get this Duke going again.
Yeah, no problem, man. I didn't know you guys lost it. So
yeah, it was
a great interview.
It was. I mean, you don't understand. I was talking to Blaze Melton about it and kicking myself for days because it's brand new equipment. You were the first person we recorded, so just equipment malfunction. But we're good to go now.
That's cool. Glad I got to pop your cherry on that one. So
well, and now you got all the experience behind it, so it's going to be even better.
Sounds good.
So, Rich, what is it that you like racing here at Farmer City?
Well, the track is always smooth, top to bottom. It's got a real good feel to it. It's small track, quarter mile, but it races very big.
Right.
So, and like I said, you can pass, you can do whatever, you can go top to bottom. You know, it's no follow leader here. So it's fun. It's fast, and then it's
Well, and we, took a look at the track earlier, and it's much more of a circle than it is an oval.
Yeah, it definitely is a circle. You're not going straight too many places around here.
So, I mean, that seems a little bit more of a driver's track a little bit. You can't just rely on, the straightaways to get you what you need. You got to actually work the track a little bit.
Yeah, finesse and being smooth and, I think that's probably why I like it a lot is because you have to be a little more smoother and keep up your momentum, and it's not just stop and go and jerking the car and slamming on the gas or
right.
As we call cowboying up.
Right.
You actually kind of have to really take care of the throttle. So.
Absolutely. So, what type of track do you think suits your driving style the best?
The ones I win at,
Those are always good ones. We like those.
I like what suits me best is more of a probably more of a momentum track like this one here, where you can carry a lot of speed into the corner. I don't really care for the real small slow tracks.
Right.
You know, I figured we built these cars and we got all this money into them and all these big money motors. I want to go fast.
So. Oh, absolutely.
So that's why we run the modifieds, is because 8-inch tire, a lot of horsepower, and you get to go fast. So
absolutely.
Hopefully it separates the, makes you feel like a race car driver, not just a big tire, like some of these other classes.
Sure. Well, this is the second day of the four nights in the Land of Lincoln, the big AMS show. Last night there were 44 mods running. You know, what's your strategy when you're looking at a field that big to get to the front?
Hopefully start up front. Qualifying is everything. You got to have a good qualifying lap. If you don't, you might as well almost put in the trailer, because you know these cars are so fast and so competitive. You're not going to pass 8-9 cars in a heat race to make it in. You're going to have to start up front. Usually one pass one car at the most, two. You got to be fast. And the guys ahead of you, you're trying to pass, were faster than you to begin with, so it makes it even tougher. So.
Well, I mean, we even saw last night in all the heats and the features that there was no shortage of competition. You know, everybody was fighting for the places they had, and it was just a great show for the crowd. And I know we talk about that's one of the most important things is putting on a good show. So I think, if the competition and the spirit of competition continues like that tonight, it's going to be an awesome night.
Yeah, this will be a place. Tonight will be nothing like last night, as far as I guess we weren't there last night, but the track conditions were less than suitable from what I hear.
It was rough.
And you're going to see a really good show tonight. This track is one of the best in the area.
Awesome. So tell us about your season so far.
Well, it's since we've seen you guys last down there, Windy Hollow, it's been good. We're third in points in AMS, pretty much just following it this around. Got a lot going on. I run a business, kids. My kid races go-karts, and he plays baseball. It's tough to even get away to travel.
Oh, yeah.
To even get the car together, and it takes all I have just to get them ready for these weekend shows.
Sure.
So,
yeah. You're just going to finish out the rest of the AMS series for this season?
Yeah, there's one show I'd like to go to, it's actually a close track to the house. I haven't been there all year. So it'd be nice to get a little closer, maybe do it once, but
sure.
The problem is this little guy next to me, he wants to keep racing his go-kart, and so we'll have to just see if, how it works out.
Oh, for sure. What track do you consider your local track?
The local track would be Kankakee Speedway. I have not been there very much in the last couple of years, but it is the closest track. It's the one
sure.
I got the most laps on, and I really do enjoy it. We just haven't had a chance to. They run Friday nights, and we've been doing this series. So we've just been focusing our attention on keeping it together for this series. And when they have big shows, we hit them. But,
right on.
Once a year, twice a year, not very much.
Gotcha. So number 80, what's special about that for you?
It's the year I was born.
Oh, it's a good year.
Yeah,
good year then.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of talk among drivers about superstition, about changing numbers and things like that. Do you find any of that? Or?
Yeah, there's some stupid things that we we have. Like, I guess the number 13, although it's kind of weird, like every time I see a black cat walk in front of me or something, I actually have good luck that night. 13 doesn't really scare me a whole lot. But a reason why I started racing when I was 13, and my sister had gotten me off of doing 13 as a number because it was a bad luck number.
Right.
So that's the reason why I didn't. And then I was going to do a 14 because I was about to turn 14 within a couple months. But it was a local guy at our local track that we didn't like very much, so we couldn't be that number. So that's how we found out with 80. But that's
gotcha.
So that's about as superstitious as I get.
Right.
If I have a really bad night though, and I remember what shirt I'm wearing, I'll probably never wear that shirt again.
We hear that a lot. Lucky underwear or all kinds of things. So
yeah.
Tell us about who helps you get here and who makes this possible for you.
Well, I got a big shout out to my girlfriend Sandy. Without her right now, we would not have any chance of doing these races. Our main guy, Aaron, went down with some medical issues, which is going to keep him out the rest of this year. So without her, I wouldn't be able to come here. I'd have no help. So without her, I'd have nothing. And then my son, Landon, keeps me, when he can make it, he's pretty good on tires and keeping the car clean. And you know, telling me what I did wrong.
Well, coming from the go-kart world, he knows all about tires.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's learning. It's our first year in doing it. He actually won his first race last weekend. So, he's more amped up than ever.
He's got going. The bug now.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's your first. It's not your only. It's your first. So, Rich, if they want to find you on social media, where can they do that at?
Well, we have a racing page, Rich Dawson Enterprise, RDE. That's where we post all of our racing updates.
Awesome. Well, sir, we do appreciate your time. And hopefully the Ryko Electric shirt doesn't get retired tonight for any bad luck.
Well, no, it can't because that's my company.
So we don't want to retire it.
No. That we came straight from work. So no, we can't. That won't get retired.
Well, sir, have a great night tonight, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Standing here now with Lucas Lee. Lucas, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
Hell of a show last night. You know, battling it out for first. Put on an awesome show for the fans, so congrats on that. I mean, a win's always better, but awesome show.
Yeah, the racetrack had character to it, and like I told Mike after the race, in that case, it's always better probably to be running second, and then you can kind of contradict where you what's happening, and then it's easier in my opinion. But we'll take second. I like that racetrack, no matter how rough it is or smooth it is. So.
Well, you seemed like you were handling it without a problem, and like I said, putting on a great show with Mike Harrison. So, you know, I appreciate it as a fan, and I know the people in the stands did too. So, you know, it's a hell of a lot better than just single file racing, and we always appreciate that. So, you were here at Farmer City. What is it that you like driving here?
I had never really been that good here, so I hope we'll just change that tonight or something, but. I don't know. I think we got a good car right now, so I think we can probably go. I think we got potential to be good anywhere, so awesome. we'll just keep digging.
What kind of track surface do you feel suits your driving style the best?
I need a slower, slicker racetrack. I can't run the cushion. I'm not good at it, so I like the slower racetracks where it's slicker. So
more of a tactician and behind the wheel, you know, thinking about what you're doing, making the moves, and planning your attack.
Yeah, I'm probably, I don't know, I guess I might be a little bit slower, so it's easier for me, I don't know, to, I don't like elbows up all the time.
No, I get it for sure. Number 12 is your number. What's special about that for you?
Well, it was always 55 because my dad always run 55. That was the number I started out with. Then I got in the modified, and he run 55, so I had to pick a different number. And football is always number 3, and it's quarterback. And then and baseball is always number 12. And my brother was either 12 or 29, so I was gonna pick one of them kind of four numbers up there, so I picked 12.
Well, I mean, it's a number that means something to you. You know, you've had it for a long time. So I think that's one of the things that, you know, tradition is something we have in this sport a lot, so I think that's cool. You've had a pretty great season so far. Tell us about it real quick.
Yeah, this season's been up and down, really. Overall, it's been good. I just had some bad luck, and a lot of it goes to Scott and Cody. I mean, ever since I got involved with them, and I feel like my whole program turned around. Not just about things that I've learned. It's just how to walk away and leave something alone instead of always changing stuff. And then, we've won races, and I feel like I could. I told my dad I feel like I could sit around and run around Clarksville and around home and win a lot more races every year, but it's a lot less money. And then my dad kind of made the point that he didn't really want me unloading for less than $2,000, $1,500, $2,000. So that's what we shoot for. And some of these tracks, like Fairbury, I'm horrible at Fairbury, but I'm going to unload my other car at Fairbury and just get through that night. And then, or just, see what we can do. I feel like it's time to turn around. My odds at all these places are, it's time for something to happen, but maybe it'll be this weekend.
Well, I think, you know, running at your local tracks and picking up wins, you know, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that, but I mean, if you want to be the best, you got to run against different people.
I agree with that, but I can strongly say that my local competition that I've always raced against. I mean, it's fun going to race against Mike Harrison every week, but my local competition that I race against every week back home, whether it be on the other tires or at Clarksville or at around home, I've always raced against Trent Young. I've always raced against Clayton Miller. I've always raced against Matt Cooper. I've always raced against Michael Turner.
Sure.
I've always raced against very good good drivers. I don't feel like I really lose anything other than the potential to actually win some bigger money shows.
So there you go. I mean, that's a pretty cool attitude to have about it.
Because I feel like my race car program is at its best level, so I feel like we just gotta keep. I don't think it's local or national. I don't think it either one matters. Everybody's good in this sport anymore.
Awesome. Well, you know, Kenny Wallace is here with us during this series, and he said, you know, sometimes we just get to a point where we're overthinking things too much, and we just have to get back to what we were doing this for, and that's just to have fun and just to be racing.
Yeah, that Kenny has always said that, and that's a lot easier for him to say than it is for anybody else.
Well,
but
for sure.
But my dad told me years ago. He said, all you got to do in this whole ordeal is when you're running good, stay humble. And he's always told me not to ever get bigger than the sport. And sometimes you gotta take deep breaths because this place, this whole operation's got so many highs and lows.
Sure.
And one minute you can win the World 100, and next weekend you can't even make a local show. So I mean, it's just that's my point about local and national races. And it's just when it's your night, it's your night. And I've had to look at racing a lot different the last couple of years because I went back to work, and then now my mom and my dad, the last 2 years they've kind of got sick and hopefully overcoming stuff. So a lot of people don't know a lot of things about me, but without my parents saved my life a few different times, in my opinion. So all thanks and glory goes to them and God. And I got great people around me. I got a great crew. I got a great group of guys that come with me, and I think it's huge. And I know at the end of the night, we all still we love each other.
Well, and I think sometimes, you know, we might butt heads with our friends, family, pit crew, but you know, it's what family does, you know. And as long as you work through it and grow from it, you know, that's the most important thing, you know. And you know, we're looking at your car here, and you know, you're talking about the people that you want to thank and your family and everything. You got a ton of stickers, you know, a ton of sponsors. Tell us about those guys and who helps you get to where you're at.
Well, my most important, biggest sponsor is Tank Line at Paris. That's our business, and I got Wiles Drive Shafts. He does a lot for me. He's always has. And then 45 Race Shop. I always forget him, but I talk to him every single week, and he does a lot for me that a lot of people don't know about. It's not money breaks or anything like that. He's good. He's good to work with. And Bruce Built, and then FK Roddy, and she's always been a very big supporter of mine. And then I got Aiken Trailer Rentals. It used to be his car. I sold it to him, and then I bought it back from him. He's a very good friend of mine. And Baggett Carpet Service, they came on board this year. And then Bruce believed, he's one of the, as far as chassis builders, I think he's one of the first people that actually seen and believed in what we could do. And whenever I left Jimmy Owens in 2014, and got he called me, and we made a deal, and we hit off, and well, this is 5 or 6 years now that we've been together, and it's always been good because I think he believes in me. I hadn't always gave him the exact results of selling race cars for him, but he still always got. I think he stands behind me, and then all these little ones, Jackson Body Shops, CNS Repair, Auto Repair, and then American Tire and Paris Power Sports. I get a text every night after I race. I get a text from Teddy, and he tells me, "Good job, keep your head." Or if I don't run good, keep your head up, stay with it. And that's huge too in the sport. And then Brand Creative, he's always done my wraps. He's one of my best friends from Louisiana. I don't get to see him that often, but my wraps go beyond a wrap company. We're best friends. And then Team Zero at Bob Blomquist, like I said, him and Cody, they've done a lot for me and continue to have. And then Lucas Lee Motorsports, that right there is not just my name, but it's really these other guys. It's Travis and Andrew, Kerry, Brandon. It's all them guys right there. That's who consists of that. I just get the name, and I'm the one that gets to play in the seat and have fun. So other than that, there's more people probably I'm missing, but I think they got the main ones. And
absolutely. Well, brother, we appreciate your time, and you know, we're fans of your product. You know, we enjoy seeing you running every time we get to. If people want to find you on social media, where can they do that?
They can find me. I don't get on social media that often. I got a Lucas Lee Motorsports page. I got a Lucas Lee I got a Lucas Lee Facebook page. But as far as I try to stay off of it. But and other than that, I got a website. Actually, website's by Blake. He's a buddy of mine. He came to me years ago and asked me if he could do a website for me. And he's done it, and he does good at it and tries hard at it. So him also. And I want to thank Penske Shocks with Nick. He's been awesome with me, and we work good together.
Awesome. Well, sir, we're not going to take any more of your time. You got a busy night ahead, so appreciate it, and get out there tonight and do some good.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you,
sir.
Breakdowns, collisions, lockouts, things can happen on the road at any time. That's why you should call Martin's Towing and Recovery. They have years of experience to help you in your time of need. Within minutes, we can provide you towing service, jump starts, gas refills, and even unlock services to get you back on the road. We are proud to be able to provide honest, dependable service that our customers have come to trust. Please give us a call 24 hours a day at 270-929-0718 for all your automotive emergency needs.
All right, we're still here at Farmer City. It's not like we went anywhere, and we've run into Mr. Tate Davenport. Tate, welcome to the show, man.
Glad to be here.
So the AMS show, we've had a pretty good show so far, you know, last night in Tri-City. It's a pretty good car count. Tonight, hopefully, we're going to have the same. What is it about the AMS series that do you think brings so many people to these shows?
Oh, I'd have to say, I mean, the payout as far as modifies in this area, I mean, they have about a good payout to anything, so it's basically the only smart thing to do as far as trying to follow a type of series around here.
Right on. Farmer City, it's a pretty unique track. It's a little more of a circle track and everything. What is it that you like about running here?
Oh, I don't know. I'm really honestly not one of my favorite tracks. We've won stuff here in the late model and the crate late model stuff, but I kind of struggle somewhat to modify it here, so hopefully we can turn it around tonight.
Gotcha. What kind of track surface do you feel suits your driving style best?
I mean, as far as like up this way, I like Fairbury. It's one of my favorites. Fayette, just tracks like that.
Are you a fan of the momentum style track, or you know, just where you can get out and hammer down, or you know, something more stop and go?
I like momentum's probably my strong point, I guess you could say.
Gotcha. Tell us about your season so far and how that's been for you.
Well, it's definitely been up and down. I mean, we've had some good runs and we've had some terrible luck. Haven't got to race as much as I normally do this year. We've been really busy at work and all, and I've just kind of slowed down my racing, to be honest.
Well, I think sometimes we have to let life get in the way, you know, because we got to be able to pay for the racing at the end of the day. So it hurts sometimes, but we just got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I sure couldn't make a living racing, especially the way my years went. So I definitely need to be working all that I can.
What's on tap for the rest of your season?
I will finish out the AMS stuff. I think there's a race maybe next weekend, I believe, at Putnamville, Indiana, the Patriot 100. I think we're going to go to it. And other than that, it'll just be hit and miss, trying to find stuff that pays decent money.
Gotcha. Number 18, what's special about that number for you?
I guess I kind of inherited the 18. It was, I started driving a crate car for a guy, and that's what number he had on the car, and I just kept it. Well, that's what we've run. In years past, I was number 6 when I drove for another guy, and 51 at one time. So I don't know. I just kind of like the 18, so we just stuck with it.
That's nothing wrong with that. We hear a lot of superstition about changing numbers anyway, so it's a pretty good thing to stick with it, I guess.
Yeah, we've tried to change numbers a few times, and of course, anything that would or did go wrong, we blamed it on the numbers, so we would change back.
Absolutely. So if they want to find you on social media, where can they find you at?
We have a Facebook page. It's Tate Davenport Racing. That's really about it, if anything that gets posted on there about what we're doing.
Now, when I walked up in the pit, you know, we caught the crew putting on some stickers, some contingency sponsors on the car. So, car's pretty full of stickers. Tell us about your sponsors and who makes this happen for you.
First and foremost, be my dad and brother, Davenport Paving and Seal Coating. They also have a trucking company, and they help out too. Mercom Incorporated. I've worked there for a pretty good while, and they help a ton. Longhorn Chassis, KBC Graphics, Mullins Race Engines. It's just some of the bigger sponsors that we have, and we have a lot of the smaller ones too that help out a lot too. FK Rod Ends, Wiles Drive Chef, AFCO, Kaiser. It's just, if I didn't have them, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we appreciate all sponsors, and we thank them for taking their time to believe in the product that we put out. So, you know, we say it all the time on our show. If you're at a show and you see a sticker on a car and it strikes your interest, check them out. You know, patronize those sponsors because they're doing a lot for our drivers and making this stuff happen for the fans.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a huge help. You know, if you can get anybody to give anything anymore, because it's anything you do is expensive on the cars. I mean, anything. So any help you can get is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. Well, Tate, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Hopefully you get out there tonight and have some fun and, you know, maybe get a win.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Appreciate it. Standing here in the dual pits of Trey Harris and Gary Bentley. Trey, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah.
So we're here with the AMS show. You know, you guys were there last night too in Tri-City. Pretty great show all around for everybody, I think. How did you guys feel y'all did last night?
We did pretty good. You know, the weather hit there and the track was a little rough, but just tried to go through the smoothest part we could just so we could survive to make the rest of this series.
I think we've heard that the track had character is what some of the drivers are saying.
Yeah, it had a lot of character.
Maybe that was an evil villain or something. You know, it was a pretty rough track. I mean, I will agree with you guys. So what is it that you like about shows like that and this series? Is it just the car count and the amount of competition you've got, or payouts?
In the A-Mod class, there's just so many good drivers. It just makes it fun because you're racing the best and see where you fare with the best of them.
Oh, I mean, and that's one of the things you're never going to be better if you don't, you know, race against the best. So, I mean, if you're running against the same guys week after week after week, you know, you don't have a lot of competition to build off of. So, You know, we see that all the time. What is it about Farmer City here that you guys like racing at here?
I've never raced here. This will be my first time ever racing here. I've been here to watch a couple times, but this will be the first time ever driving the track.
So I guess tomorrow I can ask you, you know, what you liked about this track or what you didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's got some character too.
Yeah. You know, they're all different, got their own character for sure.
What kind of track do you think suits your driving style the best?
I like all of them. It just whatever. I guess whatever we went on.
Winds are good, and I guess any chance to get some seat time is even better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're all about that, too. Tell us about your season so far.
I race B-Mod usually, and this and Gary and Shea Bentley gave me the opportunity to drive an A-Mod, and this is 4 or 5 weeks, I guess, I've been at it. And we've got one feature win so far at Peavely, so we're right there. We're just learning as we go.
That's the best you can do is you know, sometimes we forget, you know, and Kenny Wallace says all the time, you know, we overthink this thing too much, and we just got to remember why we got into it, and that's to have fun, and as long as you're racing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you win, you win. If not, you just go out and try to do it again.
Just like learn from it.
Like you said, it's about having fun, and that's what it is.
Right on. So the number 57 car, is that your number? Is that a?
Yeah, 57 is what I started with, and then when I went to the B mod, guy that owned my car there, his number was 316. So I carried that for 3 years, and when I got this opportunity, I went back to my number because that's what I always ran.
Is there something, you know? Does that number mean something to you?
It's a funny story. I always when growing up, I watched Ed Dixon when I was a kid, and I wanted to be number 50, and. I was number 50 when I first started, and when I got to the sportsman class, you couldn't have the same number as somebody else that already had it, so 57 was the closest I could get. That's what I went with.
There you go. A lot of stickers on your car, a lot of sponsors. Tell us about who helps you get to where you're at and who makes this possible for you.
A1 Towing for sure, and like I said, Gary and Shay, all the pit guys, Scott and Anthony, A1 Race Cars. That's about it.
Just awesome.
Everybody that's involved.
Well, if they want to find you guys on social media, is there anywhere they can do that?
I think they got A1 Racing.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time. And both of you guys, I've got Gary standing here as a participant. He's watching. But I hope you guys get out tonight and have fun. And a win's not a bad thing to get either.
No, yeah, we're gonna keep digging and see what we can get. So hopefully we can land one in this series.
Awesome. Well, if you don't get it tonight, that $10,000 is still sitting there tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. And then I'll be racing at Brownstown, too, on Sunday. So see what happens there. That's one of my favorite tracks, so we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll check back in with you on Sunday and see how things are going.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, you want to ensure your needs are met. Lori Kimball with Home Realty Incorporated is the realtor for you. In today's fast-paced society, it's important to have someone on your side that will give you the care and treatment you deserve. Lori wants to build a relationship with you, and it's her full-service commitment focusing on your family's wants and needs that sets her head and shoulders above the rest. You can contact Lori today at 270-315-1468. That's 270-315-1468. Or you can find her on the web at www.lorikimble.com. Call her today to unlock doors for your tomorrow by building a relationship with a realtor who's here for you.
We hear a lot of names when it comes to mods, and there's a name that's becoming synonymous with a great racing product, and that's Tyler Nicely. Tyler, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having us.
So we're here with the AMS series. You guys had a little bit of bad luck last night. We hear it's the track had a lot of character.
Yeah, last night we timed in decent and started out third in the heat and was passing Harrison there on the outside and kind of biked up real bad. So I parked it for the rest of the night. You know, there was just too much money on the rest of the weekend to tear up my car last night.
Oh, and I mean, that's probably, you know, the smartest decision, you know, as a driver, you know, you can make. And you know, I don't think anybody would fault you for that.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of cars, you know, even in the feature that just start and park. So it was a common thing last night. And, you know, everybody's starting fresh tonight here at Farmer City and chasing that money.
So we are at Farmer City. What is it about this track that you like?
It's a little racy place, you know. You can run the top, usually the middle or the bottom. So these longer lap races, you know, the track's really fun, you know, like I said, it'll start out, you know, you can race up top, middle, or bottom. So that's what makes this place fun.
Well, it's a little bit different of a track. It's more of a circle than it is an oval. So I think that would lend to being much more of a driver's track where you have to strategize a little bit more than just leaning on those straightaways sometimes.
Yeah, it's got a wall in 3 and 4 and no wall anywhere else. So you can drive off the front or back stretch or even turns 1 and 2. So, you know, you definitely have to be up on the wheel here.
What type of track surface do you feel suits your driving style the best?
Usually the slow, slick, and small, you know, we usually are the best. Especially the slick conditions, we usually excel the best.
Well, and we hear so often that preparation and planning is what wins these races.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you take your time with a little bit of slower track, then you're going to do better, I feel.
Yeah, and, you know, just all the hard work that gets put into the race cars throughout the week at the shop, my crew guys, you know, that get it ready and help me get it ready, and you know, all these big money races are won in the shop with the preparation and all that, and just coming out here and racing with these guys, you know, it's a job.
Well, we learned, you know, and we know that racing doesn't end on Saturday. You know, it just starts, you know, and it's an all week thing. It's a second job for some guys, and yeah, we just have to keep at it and make sure we're putting out the best product for the fans. So number 25, the 2.5 machine, what's special about that number for you?
I really don't know. When I was a kid playing sports, that was the number I wanted, and it stuck with me there. And actually, a couple years, I ran just the number 5, and my dad was real superstitious, so we put the small 2 in there, and now it's kind of branded myself, you know, the small 2, big 5. So that's what we roll with.
Well, we hear all the time that there are some superstitions in racing. You know, no green on a race car. You know, don't change your numbers. You know, if you got a lucky shirt, you have to keep wearing it and all that stuff. So not to say that racers aren't a superstitious bunch.
Yeah, everybody's got their opinion on it. Some people, you know, are real, real superstitious and all that. You know, most of the time I feel like if it's meant to be, it's going to be, though.
Oh, absolutely. So ton of sponsors on this car. Tell us about who helps you get to where you are.
Yeah, Ted Brown's Quality Paint and Body, Diggers Rent-A-Fence, Lucas Oil Center, D&J Auto Parts and Sales, Mullins Race Engines, Matt Crafton Enterprises, K1 Race Gear, War Shocks, Weir's Machine, KBC Graphics, Hudson Machine Shop, Willie's Carb and Dino, just all my crew guys, you know, the ones that come down and help me in the shop, and then the ones that come to the racetrack, you know, they sacrifice their time, you know, to come help me, and it means a lot.
Absolutely. So, Tyler, if they want to find you on social media, where can they do that at?
Yeah, we got a Facebook as Tyler Nicely Racing, I got a Twitter, Tyler Nicely, and Instagram and all that. It's all under Tyler Nicely, so look us up.
Awesome, sir. Well, we do appreciate your time, and we'll get out of your pit so you can keep working and get out there tonight and have some fun.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. We've got Justin Haley standing here with us. And, Justin, just want to say welcome to the show. Good to have you here and be part of this AMS event.
Yeah, it's really good to be here, take a little time off my normal NASCAR schedule to come play in the dirt.
Well, you've done some pretty good here recently in those big shows. So how's your season been going so far?
It's been good. We have 2 truck wins, and we're locked into the round of 6 in the playoffs over there in the NASCAR series. So I ran pretty good in the Xfinity car this year too. So haven't had the best luck in the modified though. This is my second night. We were over at Tri-City last night in a new car, and had some motor issues. So we got old Faithful back out. And see how she runs tonight. Where are we at? Farmer City?
Farmer City.
They all mix in.
They do, especially when you're running 4 races, 4 nights, 4 cities. So there's some lack of sleep sometimes that happens.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So have you run here at Farmer City before?
I have not. This is going to be a first.
So we've heard this track is it's a racy track. It's a small circle track. So it seems to be more of a driver's style track.
That's good then.
Yeah, more time to strategize and make good moves. What kind of driving or track surface, you know, when dealing with dirt, do you feel suits your driving style the best?
Well, I don't know. I feel like dry slick is more of a driver's track, but I always like a good hammer down track, you know, and use all the motor I got. So, I don't know. Last night it was pretty rough at Tri-City, so I don't know. I just like a track that I can win on.
Well, I think, you know, we do love wins, and they're important. We just have to, you know, getting out there and having fun and putting on a show for the fans, I think, is not as important as a win, but it's pretty high up there, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Without the fans, we wouldn't be here, and their admission and them coming to watch us and support us means everything.
Awesome. So number 24 is what you're running right now. Is there anything special about that number for you?
Nope, nothing special about the 2-4. It's just an identical paint scheme to what I run in the NASCAR series. So I brought it over here, and my sponsor, Fraternal Order of Eagles and Chevrolet, came on board, built me a nice motor. So super thankful for them.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having some recognizable colors, and so that way you're continuing your brand, you know. So
yeah, for
you
sure.
Know, we're absolutely, you know, thrilled that you guys, you know, are here and representing, you know, this circuit. And, you know, we hope that you're having as good of a time as we are.
For sure.
You know, you talked about your sponsors. Who helps make this happen for you, you know?
Well, it's really just me. I don't have too big of a crew. Strimmy helps me quite a bit over there at Lethal Chassis. And got my guy Matt over there. He works for me full time. So not too big of an operation over here, just me. And I like getting over here and working on these things. You know, the NASCAR series, the driver really doesn't get to work on them. So
right on.
I like coming over here, tuning it, and then testing and tuning and putting a setup to it and siphoning tires and the full deal. I like getting down and dirty and working.
Well, not that people should have any problems finding you on social media, but if they do want to find you, where can they do that at?
Normally, if you just look up Justin Haley, you can find me on about any platform there is.
Well, there you go. So, Justin, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us, and hopefully you get out there tonight and maybe grab that win.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Appreciate it, sir. Been making the haul around the pits here at Farmer City, and if you've not been to this track, the pits are gigantic. And there's a ton of cars here, and I have stepped into the pit of Chris Arnold. Chris, welcome to the show, sir.
Nice. Thanks, man. I'm glad to be here. Long haul for us, but this is one of our favorite weekends of the year.
Well, we were just talking about that before we started recording. You guys are from Virginia.
Yeah, it's a 12-hour haul for us. We started making this trip about 3 years ago, and now we've just kind of always done it. Come out here for this weekend, Labor Day weekend, and then also the Gateway. We've come out here for that race the last couple years. So I just like the racing out here much better than I do back at home. It's a little bit more racier.
Well, you've raced here at Farmer City before. What is it about this track that you like the most?
It's just racy. You know, you can run the top, middle, or bottom. My best finish here has been a seventh place finish, but this place is just racy. You know, it's you can run all the way against the cushion, you can run all the way down at the bottom, and there's enough room to move around without having to crowd somebody.
Well, and we've looked at the track, and it's not your standard oval. It's much more of a circle.
Yeah, you're never really straight here. You're pretty much always sideways.
Well, and to me, that seems like that's much more of a driver's strategy kind of track, because you really don't have the straightaways to kind of rest on.
Yeah, you pretty much got to have your car set here before you get to the turn. If you try and get the car too straight, then you won't be as fast. So it's definitely one of those types of tracks, is if you've never been here before, it's very hard to tame the first time you've come here.
So it seems like you like the racier tracks. What kind of track surface do you feel suits your driving style best?
To me, man, I live and die by the cushion. If there's something to bang on, I'm going to bang on it until I jump it or destroy the car.
So as high as you can go, you want to go higher?
I typically go as high as the track will allow me. If it's all the way up at the wall, it's kind of treacherous. You know, I'm not Mike Harrison and bouncing off the wall, but I'll go up there as far as my car will let me go.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us about your season so far.
Yeah, we got this new car at the beginning of the year from David Rudiman, old NASCAR driver down in North Carolina. Got partnered up with him this year. Had a broken right rear shock for a little bit throughout the year, and it took us some time to find it. And once we found it, the car has been phenomenal. We got two wins this year, a bunch of top fives, but won at Fairbury at one of the Prairie Dirt Classic shows on Friday, and finished seventh on Saturday night. So, I mean, the year has been good. The finishes just aren't there to show it.
Well, I think as long as you're learning and you're getting the seat time, you know, the wins are important, but I think the experience is as important.
Yeah, especially with this new car. We've been in a Shaw car for the last 4 years, so getting in this car, it's definitely been a learning curve. But the car has been much better, but also everybody else has too. So it's just one of those things where by time the end of the year is normally when we catch on the best. So big money shows, end of the year, that's typically the time where we click.
Absolutely. So you're going to finish following this series this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to race definitely today and tomorrow. Saturday or Sunday, we don't know if we're going to go to Fayette County yet or Eldora. We're just going to watch the weather because Sunday's Eldora is closer on the way to home, so it doesn't kill us driving home Monday because right. I got to go back to work on Tuesday.
Right, yeah, same with us. So it's a bit of a haul, but, you know, there's nowhere else you'd rather be. I mean, you're spending an entire weekend racing. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, no, man, there's just something about this black dirt out here in Illinois that I just love coming out here and racing on it.
No, for sure. So 99W.
Yeah, the W comes from my dad's old car way back in the day. He got his first dirt modified, and it was already lettered up, and it had a W on there, so it kind of stuck. The 99 is from my hockey. I played hockey, travel hockey for 20 years, traveled all across the country before I got into racing, so I went with my hockey number for my race car.
Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that at all. So you had a ton of stickers on this car, a ton of sponsors. Tell us who makes this happen for you.
Yeah, I got to thank Joel, Close Racing Supply out in Pennsylvania. He's pretty much supplies every part on this race car. David Ruderman, he built this phenomenal race car. Mark Batten, he does the engines. Chad Wares helped me out a ton this year. I got to thank Penske Racing Shocks. James Stevens, he does my shocks. Best shock guy in the country. I got to thank Go Lithium Batteries. I got to thank, of course, my dad, DAI Motorsports. It's me and my dad's company. I wouldn't be able to come out here and race and do what I do without that man.
Awesome. So, Chris, if they want to find you on social media, and they're going to want to find you on social media, how can they do that?
I have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but Facebook is my most active one. I just ain't got time to keep up with all three social media. So you can find me on Facebook under Chris Arnold or DAI Motorsports.
Awesome, sir. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. And get out there tonight and have some fun and maybe take that W.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate the interview, man.
Not a problem.
Hi, it's Blake Smith, the voice of Regional Motorsports Power Hour, live on 102.7 WLME, The Game, and also Country Classics, WBIO and WKCM. Join me each and every Monday night as we broadcast live from 7 to 8:30 p.m. live from Maloney's Pizza and the Wings on Highway 54 in Owensboro. We will discuss the latest news in local, regional, and national racing, plus talk to all your favorite local racing personalities. Join us for Regional Motorsports Power Hour, live every Monday from April through September, on 102.7 The Game and simulcast on WBIO and WKCM Country Classics.
Day two of the AMS series completed. Got a great handful of interviews. Didn't get a whole lot of interviews, but I feel like we got some quality stories and got to talk to some people that we've been wanting to talk to for a while. And maybe you guys feel the same, and hopefully we were able to share their stories with you. It's a really cool deal getting to be out here and experience this. So I am, you know, grateful and thankful to everyone who is making this happen for us. Gabriel Kirtley has been super, super generous and offered his hospitality to let us come out and do this thing. So, you know, thank you to Gabriel Kirtley and Kirtley Racing for everything. So it's just a really cool environment to be here with all these drivers, especially when you're going from city to city with the same guys. And we talk about how camaraderie and family is such a huge thing in racing, and it's never more apparent than it is here when you see the guys night after night after night doing the same thing. And it is a huge family, and it's just a really cool atmosphere. And while there's so much competition on the track and so much competitive spirit, it kind of stays on the track, and we hear that all the time. And it's cool to get to see that firsthand and see how once these guys pull off the track and are in the pits, how much they support each other and how much they believe in each other's racing product, because they know that this is a sport that is made better by raising the bar and lifting each other up as drivers and putting on the best possible show that they can. So we are thankful again for, you know, those gentlemen and their families for letting us step into their pits and interrupt their day and talk to them. You know, Lucas Lee, we talked for almost 15 minutes, and you know, he was just super gracious and just allowed us to just, you know, monopolize that time for a little while. So, you know, I can't be happier than that. So we love what we're doing. We are loving it more and more every day. And we just enjoy the hell out of this thing. So I want to thank our sponsors really quick, and that would be Lori Kimball with Home Realty Incorporated, High Octane Racewear and Apparel, and Willie's Carb and Dino Shop. So, you know, get out and support those guys, and make sure you show them some love, because they take care of us as well. Always room for more sponsors. If you or your small business want to sponsor the podcast, we'd be more than happy to have you. Just shoot us a message on Facebook at the Bent Fender Podcast, and we'll talk to you some more about those sponsorship tiers and let you know what you get out of it and all that stuff. So, again, you can find us on Facebook at the Bent Fender Podcast. You can find us on the internet at thebentfenderpodcast.com. And, you know, for Nathan Conway, who's unfortunately working this weekend, I'm Wes Lou Allen, and we appreciate you listening. And coming to you tomorrow from the legendary and historic Fairbury American Legion Speedway, Falls, hashtag Falls. So tune into that episode, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the best up-and-coming motorsports podcast on the internet. Tune in next week to see who we're trading paint with on the Bent Fender Podcast.